أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ثم بعثنا من بعده رسلا إلى قومهم فجاءوهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا به من قبل كذلك نطبع على قلوب المعتدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat that preceded yesterday spoke of Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the effort that he made amongst his people, their response to his invitation, and eventually how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned those who rejected him and belied him and saved those who were with him on the ark. Allah then says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then after Nuh, مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, after Nuh, we then sent many rusul. There were many other rusul. After Nuh alayhi salam, there were many rusul, there were many messengers who came إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ to their nations. فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we always sent these messengers. They came to their people and we sent them with clear evidences and clear proofs. فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people were such that they were not prepared to believe in that which they had previously denied and rejected. كَذَلِكَ نَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we seal and we place a seal on the hearts of the transgressors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to specifically amongst these rusul, these messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a messenger, a rasul, who came many, many years after Nuh alayhi salam, and that was Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam's story is the most often related story in the Quran. And sometimes we might ask, why specifically Musa alayhi salam? Why is the story of Musa alayhi salam out of 28 ajza, out of 50 paras, his story is mentioned in 28? So almost in every para, we are reading of Musa alayhi salam, and many a times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating and relating the very same incidents of Musa alayhi salam. So the scholars explain the reason for this is because the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will face very similar challenges to those that were faced by Musa alayhi salam and his people, in the form of the tyrannical ruler Fir'aun, and in the form of the oppression that Fir'aun had perpetrated against the Banu Israel. And we see that happening today, how Musa alayhi salam dealt with the oppressors and how Musa alayhi salam has responded to them. Similarly, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is expected to encounter those challenges and deal with them as he had dealt with them. Allah says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. After all these rusul and many messengers that came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sent to them Musa wa Harun. Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, they were two brothers. Harun was the younger brother of Musa. We send them ila Fir'aun wa mala'ih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we send them to Fir'aun and to the group, the people of Fir'aun. Allah says, we send them bi ayatina. Again, we send them with clear proofs, we send them with evidences, we send them with miracles. Fastakbaru, but they became arrogant. They became proud, they became haughty. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. And they were a guilty people. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. When the truth came to them, Musa alayhi salam, he presented, we know, the many miracles before Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when this truth, when these actions that were based on nothing but truth came to them from our side, it was from our side, not magic that was performed by Musa, but these were indeed miracles that we allowed Musa alayhi salam to perform. Qalu, when they saw the truth, when they saw these acts performed by Musa alayhi salam, what did they say? Inna hada lasahirun mubin. Certainly this man is a clear a magician. He is definitely a sahir. A sahir refers to a magician. There's no doubt about it. Qala Musa, Musa alayhi salam said to them, Ataquluna lilhaqqi lamma ja'akum, do you say to the truth when it comes to you, do you say to it, asihrun hadha, is this magic? Wala yuflihu sahirun. Musa alayhi salam says, magicians, those who perform magic, can never succeed and they will never prosper. Qalu, they said to Musa alayhi salam, ajitana litalfitana amma wajadana alayhi aba'ana, have you come to turn us away from that which we found our forefathers practicing? Now this has been the crime of many a community and many a people. The moment you present the truth to them, even though it is academically backed, even though it is proven from divine sources, what will they say? But you know what? We have been doing this practice for generations. Are you saying my father was wrong and his father was wrong? And they hold on to these practices simply because they were introduced by their forefathers, which was based on nothing more than ignorance, and many a times it was influenced by the community in which they lived. So you'll find sometimes, even within amongst the Muslims, you will find certain cultural practices and certain beliefs that were influenced by the Hindu people, because our forefathers grew up amongst them and they were exposed to such practices and such cultural behaviors. So when you tell people, they say, but my father was doing it for so many years. From the time I was a young child, I used to go with him to the masjid, and we would do this on a particular day or at a particular time. What are you coming to? Even though you give ayah upon ayah, hadith upon hadith, they are not prepared to accept. Illa masha'Allah. So this is the argument that many people had when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did eventually present the truth to them. Qalu, they said to Musa, ajitana litalfitana, you want to turn us away from what we found our forefathers doing? Watakunu lakum al-kibriyau fil ard. The only thing you two want is you want supremacy in the earth. This is a tact. This is a sort of a scheme that you have devised in order to assume ascendancy over us. You want to assume control over us. You want popularity. You want superiority in the land. That is why you are doing this. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكُمَا بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. They said to Musa and Harun, we will never believe in the two of you. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Fir'aun said, اِئْتُونِي بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. When Fir'aun saw what Musa alayhi salam had presented before him, he said to his people and he said to his special forces that bring to me every knowledgeable magician. Let us put them to the test. Let us challenge magic with magic. Well, he thought it was magic. So he said to them, go and identify every knowledgeable expert magician and bring them all to me. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all the magicians came. Over 70,000 according to one riwayah, of the top, best, the cream of the crop, magicians came before Musa. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam said to them, أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. Throw these devices or these elements, these sticks and these ropes that you have brought in order to perform your magic, throw it, whatever it is that you are about to cast and throw. Throw it. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا. When they threw their sticks and they threw their ropes onto the ground, قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرِ. Musa alayhi salam said to them, you all have produced nothing but magic. This is magic. This is nothing more than magic. All you are doing is trying to amuse the people by casting a certain spell over them. فَلَمَّا نَمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ. Musa alayhi salam said to the magicians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to nullify this act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly destroy it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow the action of those who cause mischief to earn success and to prosper. وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah will certainly establish the truth through His words. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Even though the criminals may dislike it. May Allah grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah.